and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV and community comment, and we got to talk about what's going on at Professional Floor Covering before we get things started here. It is locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower inserts, and more. You can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. They are an Abbey Design Center, and they have Pro Edge Sharpening located inside Professional Floor Covering. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. They sharpen blades of all kinds with a full-service blade sharpening shop. Get those lawnmower blades in now. It's never too late, as lawnmower season is definitely here. You can also get your saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything with an edge taken care of. Just call 920-887-8341. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this morning our guests on the program today. It is my pleasure to welcome into the conversation folks from the Watertown Police Department. Joining us on the show today is Chief Dave Brower and Captain Lori Bowman. Thank you both so much. And hopefully I pronounced that correctly, both names. I feel like I rushed to get those correct. So hopefully I didn't butcher anybody's names today. But
no problem, Kevin. It's Dave and Lori. It'd be fantastic.
Okay, Dave and Lori. Well, thank you again so much for coming on today here with folks from the Watertown Police Department. And I believe it is your first time joining us here on Community Comment, if my memory serves correct.
It absolutely is. Appreciate the opportunity.
I appreciate you guys. I know how busy the work involves with what you guys do and how much time that takes up. So we appreciate the folks from the Watertown Police Department, again, for taking the time to come on Community Comment today to give us some updates about their agency and some events here that are taking place in a couple of weeks. But before we dive into those topics, for our first-time guests, I always like to start off kind of easy, throw up a softball here to start the conversation off here, and just talk about what led our guests here to get into a career in law enforcement. And Chief, we will Dave, we'll start with you.
Sounds good. Appreciate the opportunity, Kevin. Boy, law enforcement for me was just something I always wanted. Ever since I was a knee-high to a grasshopper sort of youngster, that was something that was in my wheelhouse, really wanted to do. I grew up on a farm in Minnesota. So two of my brothers went on to become a pastoral ministry folks, and I was the black sheep, ran into the law enforcement and things. For me, it was just the opportunity to help people on the worst days of their lives, to be that solution, that person showing up, doing things that not many people want to do, just gives a lot of meaning, a lot of value. We're not in this just for the paycheck going home. I could get that somewhere else, probably make a lot more money doing something a lot less fun. But for law enforcement, it's that pride, that being there for other people that really means a lot for me personally.
And I feel like with law enforcement career and some other careers, you can definitely use this quote towards it. You know, not about the income, but the outcome. A lot of times when it comes to this position, you know, you have to have a passion to be able to want to pursue and go into this career and make this a lifelong calling, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, for sure. We're kind of a weird breed where I get a lot of people saying to me, man, I could not do the things you do. And I say, but that's the stuff I love doing. That's the fun stuff of it.
Fantastic. And Lori, what about yourself? What drew you into becoming a member of law enforcement here?
Well, I think the chief stole the words out of my mouth.
Fair enough.
I had interned with probation, parole in Dane County, and I felt like the clientele that I was trying to help out, I was trying to get them employment, housing, get their feet back under them, and I felt like they reoffended. And I spent a lot of time in the public safety building, and so then I had switched my focus from corrections to law enforcement. Going into law enforcement, I feel like I'm very victim-focused. I want to be able to tell the victim's story and support them on the worst days of their lives and to be there to serve my community.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that we bring up quite often when we have members of law enforcement on, and some of the things we'll hit on here in a moment as well, just offering a community events for members of Watertown, the community there that you guys serve, to come out and meet you guys and see your faces and meet the names behind the badge and the person behind the badge. And because you mentioned that you are oftentimes dealing with people on the worst days of their lives. So not so being able to build those connections up are so important that, you know, law enforcement is having these events, being out in the community. It sounds like something that the Watertown Police Department is very focused in on doing.
Yes, absolutely. We don't want the only time people deal with us to be a time when we're handing out a citation. We want that to be one of the few times. They get to see us not just as a uniform, not just as an authority figure, but as a human being, cares about them, knows them, gets to know them a bit. So we'd like to do that as much as possible. We've got, in fact, our license siren coming up on July 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Riverside Park. That's probably the one where I enjoy the most, where I get to interact with a lot of people, a lot of kids especially. We have so many tables out with all the equipment displayed for kids to pick stuff up and handle it, get to know the police officers in that kind of friendly environment where we're not bringing the law to them, but instead being a solution for them if they need us in the future.
I think, again, the biggest thing is getting the message out that you're there to help and not enforce and be a person who is there to cause problems and be an issue. You're there to support people and help them out in those worst moments that they're dealing with. And again, Chief, you mentioned that is the lights and sirens happening July 6th at 6 to 8 p.m. at Riverside Park. So anybody who has a day free there on July 6th, be sure to head out to Riverside Park for that event. We have a few more minutes left here before we have to take our first break here on Community Comment. Maybe with that time, it's important to briefly give an overview of the structure of the Watertown Police Department and how it's made up.
You bet. So we've got the chief, we've got an assistant chief, two captains, four sergeants, 27 patrol officers, three detectives, a DARE officer, three school resource officers, totals us out at 41 sworn officers. Mm. We've also got a full-time dispatch center 24/7 with nine dispatchers and a supervisor there. And then we've got some other support staff, two investigation specialists, a records specialist, a community service officer. Ends up with 54 full-time employees, and then we also have 12 auxiliary and 12 crossing guards working part-time as well.
Important important duties to fill there, crossing guards. Sure. They do a very important community service in every community that they serve in. You mentioned that's an impressive total for staffing. Is that all positions filled up, or are you still looking at a couple of that need to be filled here moving forward?
Yep, we're almost always hiring because of retirements and those sorts of things. So we've got two openings right now. We're hoping to put people in the academy for a police officer. And we've got five in the academy right now. No, four. Sorry. Four in the academy right now. So they should be graduating, starting with us in the next couple of weeks
that's
in the field
exciting.
Training program.
Yeah, sure. So, and that takes a couple of weeks to go through. And then once that's done, they're on patrol and part of the agency, correct?
Yeah. It takes 3 months or so to get through the training program with us, about that semester length at the academy before that. So hiring somebody takes 6 to 9 months before we get them in the saddle and get them moving.
Fantastic. Again, we're with members of the Watertown Police Department here on Community Comment today. We're with Chief Dave Brower and Captain Lori Ballman here on Community Comment. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Warm weather, golf, and giving back to the kids? That sounds like the perfect day. On Friday, May 30th, get ready for the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon Golf Outing at Old Hickory Golf Club. Registration is at 11 a.m., while 12 o'clock noon marks the shotgun start. It's only $350 for a foursome with two carts and a lunch for four. If all those mulligans have you hungry, stay for snacks, raffle baskets, and scratch-offs. The registration deadline is May 16th. A form and more details are available at DailyDodge.com. Don't golf? Consider sponsoring a hole. And be sure to stick around for the 50-50 raffles, where $10 gets you 10 tickets. All funds raised through the day will benefit the 2025 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon.
At the Children's Radiothon golf outing, from every fairway shot to shank that will make you yell four, it's for the kids.
You know that old Wisconsin saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. Well, JB Mechanical is here to ensure your home's heating and cooling system is ready for all of it. As your trusted local HVAC expert, JB Mechanical installs top-of-the-line systems to keep your home comfortable no matter what Mother Nature throws at you. From chilly mornings to warm afternoons, they've got you covered with precision, care, and expert service. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmacllc.com. You're proud. Train dealer.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Back with more Community Comment, here's Kevin Haugen.
It's 10:17 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Want to, again, thank our guests for coming in on the program today with the Watertown Police Department. We have Chief Dave Brower and Captain Laura Bowman here on the program today. And a couple of quick minor corrections that I need to make a note. I was saying Lori Bowman, and I apologize for that. Laura Bowman on so I apologize for getting
that's
that.
That's okay.
I'm better with faces than names. I don't know about you two, but I feel like I could see a face and recognize that person. But don't ask me to tell them their name. That's something that's not a strong suit of mine. I also gave the date incorrectly in our last segment of the Lights and Sirens event happening here in Watertown at Riverside Park. That is July 8th, not July 6th, as I mentioned there, happening in a couple months from today's date, actually almost 2 months to the day, on July 8th at Riverside Park from 6 to 8 p.m. there in the, again, the city of Watertown. Want to thank our guests here for joining us on Community Comment again here with the Watertown Police Department. And we were discussing a little bit of just the importance of community events and getting out there and getting your face in the community and having people know who are the members of the police department. And there is another activity coming up here. Make sure I get this date correctly. June 21st at the Watertown High School, the Bicycle Rodeo. I will, Chief or Captain here, I'll let whoever wants to dive into this one. What is this event about?
Yeah, so that event takes place at Watertown High School from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's a chalk course where kids will ride their bikes. They'll work on turning, starting and stopping, using hand signals, learning the rules of the road for operating their bicycle. They go through the checklist. Once they've completed the whole course, they'll turn that slip of paper into a box that then gets their name entered into a raffle. This is for kids 12 and younger. There are lots of prizes that they can win. We usually have 20 to 30 new bikes that are given away with bike helmets. And there's lots of other prizes or gift cards that are given away. And those include gift cards to local restaurants and businesses. We have Admirals tickets, Milwaukee Wave, Milkman, Mallards, Doc Hounds, and Little America tickets. So that usually every kid walks away with a prize. There's music going, concessions, and usually a bounce house. So there's lots of activities that they can do while they're waiting for other kids to finish the course.
Fantastic. Now, why is it important that kids learn the rules of the road when it comes to riding bicycles? I feel like Watertown is definitely a community where people, you know, kids bike to school, bike to a local gas station if they want to hang out with friends. It's definitely a commuter, you can call a commuter city for kids, essentially. But why is it important for them to learn those rules and navigate the streets safely there in the city of Watertown?
Yeah, I'll jump in on that one if I could, Kevin. Bicycles have just as much right to the roadway as motorized vehicles do, as long as they follow the rules. So obviously they're in a position where they're in a little more danger if they're not following the rules, ducking in and out of traffic, especially at the intersections of sidewalks and where vehicles travel. There's a lot of crashes at those situations. So learning how to properly follow the rules keeps them safe, gives them confidence to be able to go use our streets the way they're supposed to, relieve some of that frustration for other motorists on the road, and just following rules is a fantastic way to survive.
Yeah. Now, is this an event that you need to pre-register for, or can you just show up and be a part of this bicycle rodeo?
No pre-registration is necessary. Once you arrive at the high school that morning, they will get you registered.
Fantastic. Laura, one more time, what's the date and times of the bicycle rodeo?
It is on June 21st at Watertown High School from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Fantastic. And we're with, again, the Watertown Police Department here on a community comment, another event here happening not too far away from today's date on May 13th is the Midnight Piper. And this is something that I'm excited to talk about because I've heard about this event. Haven't had an opportunity to cover it. Obviously, it's kind of a late at night event, but it's still, from the things that I've heard, it's still a really cool and unique opportunity there that the community in Watertown takes part in. And essentially, what is this Midnight Piper?
Yeah, this would be an event that's put on across the state of Wisconsin. It's hosted or run by the Greater Milwaukee Fire and Police Pipes and Drums. And essentially what they do is this is during the police week for the nation, recognizing those who have died in the line of duty. So a piper comes and plays Amazing Grace to honor the fallen law enforcement officers across Wisconsin.
Now, is there a reason why it's done at midnight instead of noon or another time during the day?
It's a unique time just to get people out late at night to be able to kind of catch attention for this. It also gets to include our third shift officers, our second shift officers, those sorts of things. Most of the things we do to honor people happen during the daytime. So just kind of a time to catch everybody. And our most dangerous times in law enforcement are not 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They're 10 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning sort of situation.
And that one, people can just show up and stand along the side of the road, street there. And Liz, how long does it typically last, this event?
5, maybe 10 minutes. Very brief event. The bagpiper walks and plays. Stand along the street right in front of our police department. We'll have squads out there with lights going. We're not trying to wake the neighborhood up with sirens. Bagpipes might wake a few people up, perhaps, but it's a good thing to remember.
All right. Again, that is the Midnight Piper taking place Tuesday, May 13th. Starts around 11:55 p.m. at the Municipal Building and the Police Department there in the city of Watertown. So if you're awake and are late to go to bed that night, you have something to do. Again, that's Tuesday, May 13th. I want to also highlight another presentation that is definitely a heavier topic, but something that I feel is very important for us to cover because it's has been an issue in our area at times. We've seen headlines of human trafficking happening at local strip clubs here in Dodge County over the last 5 or 6 years. But on May 15th, at the Watertown Police Department, there is a social media and human trafficking presentation taking place. And Chief, what's happening there at that presentation?
You bet. This will be in the lower level at the municipal building there. A good time to learn about different aspects of human trafficking, how social media can be used to exploit and to groom people for those sorts of things. Good training on how to identify the signs of grooming, looking for red flags, how to report these things, resources people can look out for and engage with to prevent this from happening. Because as you said, this is a criminal reality in our society that we need to be aware of. We need to make reports as much as possible. It's not easy for law enforcement to go find these things. We need, as it is the case with most things, we need people to report to us what's going on, so that we can take some action and be the solution coming to these terrible things.
Yeah, and I feel like this is something that certainly has risen in recent years due to the popularity of the youth with social media, having more access to devices that get them online and on social media. And is that something that you're seeing as a member of law enforcement? Seeing, obviously, again, you only are able to find out about these cases if a loved one or some friend comes forward and reports these things. But I'm sure this is an issue that is becoming more prevalent just because of the access that young kids have to the internet and to social media, and how easily it is to be a victim online.
Yes, what the predators are looking for is for somebody to be anonymous, to be hidden, for nobody to be watching and paying attention to what your kids, what your friends' kids, what vulnerable people are doing online.
Yeah.
So they're quick to jump on those terrible opportunities.
Yeah, and I believe this one. Registration is preferred but not required, I thought I saw, for this event. So just so you, I'm sure it's nice having a head count so you know how much to plan and get set up for. But if people just realize on that May 15th date, oh, this is happening tonight, I want to be a part of this, I'm sure if they come up and attend, you'll make space and make room for them there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And with this event as well, usually we see there be an age minimum that is usually not preferred to attend. Is it usually is there an age group that shouldn't be in attendance at these events here?
I think we'd leave it up to the parent.
Sure.
So if someone was to accompany their minor to this traffic or this training, that would be just fine.
Yeah. Again, that is happening May 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Is this the first time your agency is putting on an event that covers these topics, or is this something that you guys have done before? And is this bringing this back again? Because it's such an important topic to talk about with parents.
This topic we do extensively in the schools when we're invited in, parochial and public schools. So we have covered it that method before.
Yeah.
But opening up to the public and inviting them in, I believe this is our first time on this one.
There'll be a Q&A session, too, if people do have an opportunity to ask law enforcement questions about what to do in certain situations, certain scenarios. Is that something that they will be able to do at this event?
Yep. Consider it a small group discussion sort of format where, yes, if you have questions that aren't covered in the training itself, we'd be glad to answer those.
Fantastic. Again, that is the social media and human trafficking training happening Thursday, May 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The lower level of the Watertown Police Department. What is the address of the Watertown Police Department?
It's located at 106 Jones Street in the city of Watertown.
Okay, fantastic. So, again, head there at on May 13th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for that social media and human trafficking training. We are with members of the Watertown Police Department. We're with Chief Dave Brower and Captain Laura Ballman here on Community Comment. We do have to take another break. More program is coming up next.
From the floor to ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the May Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the May Gold Tag Sale. You'll save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you the durability and beauty you need with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop our Staten carpet line, offering high-quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. We have an impressive selection of in-stock carpet for you to shop with over 40 rolls to choose from. And with your purchase of any in-stock carpet, you'll get a free carpet cushion. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display with durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save during the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, online at proflr.com.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More tariffs now in effect. Beginning on Saturday, a 25% tariff on imported cars kicked in. President Trump also telling reporters on Air Force One a deal on tariffs will be reached with China and other countries as well shortly. During a weekend interview, President Trump says he has ordered the Bureau of Prisons to reopen Alcatraz. California State Senator Scott Wiener.
My concern is that he may have it in his head that he wants to turn Alcatraz into some sort of domestic gulag to complement what he's doing in El Salvador, where he just sends people he wants to get rid of.
Alcatraz was closed in the 1960s after it was deemed too expensive to operate and too frail a facility to hold anyone. The president says he wants the country's most violent criminals to go there. Sean Diddy Combs has arrived in court for jury selection in his sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. Israel's security cabinet voting unanimously for Israel to take over the Gaza Strip and remain there indefinitely. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Multiple injuries were reported following a two-vehicle crash in the town of Hubbard yesterday afternoon. The investigation showed a Toyota RAV4 driven by a 33-year-old Sussex woman was heading south on Highway TW. She stopped at the intersection with Highway 33 but pulled out in front of a westbound truck. A passenger in the RAV4 suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Three passengers in the truck received minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation. A three-vehicle crash in the township of Hubbard yesterday resulted in multiple injuries. A Chevy, driven by an 81-year-old man from Hillsboro, was southbound on Highway TW and stopped at the intersection with Highway S. Law enforcement say the driver then failed to yield the right-of-way and pulled down in front of an eastbound pickup truck that was operated by a 67-year-old man from Iron Ridge. The two vehicles crashed, causing the pickup truck to strike a northbound Chevrolet. The crash remains under investigation. The Beaver Dam Common Council is meeting tonight. One of the first orders of business will be to hear from the candidates for the vacant District 11 seat. The council will then vote on and swear in the new alderperson. The meeting starts at 7:30 p.m. at City Hall. Now, the Beaver Dam School District's newest Wall of Fame Award recipients will be honored tomorrow. The two awards the district hands out are the Friends of Education, which was given to Chuck and Jeannie Stungle, and Outstanding Alumni, given this year to James Campbell. The Wall of Fame Awards banquet is tomorrow night at the Beaver Dam High School. Award plaques will be permanently displayed on the high school's Wall of Fame in the Commons area. Well, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association named 95.3 WBEV the 2024 Small Market Station of the Year Saturday night at their annual awards gala in Madison. Your hometown station was also recognized as the Small Market News Operation of the Year. Among the acknowledgments was Best Online Breaking News for our coverage of the floods that hit the area last summer. WBEV was also singled out for Best News Writing, Best Commercial, and Best Sportscast. I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 64. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 58. Spring is finally here, and it's time to call Air Care in Beaver Dam to make sure your air conditioner is ready to keep you cool and comfortable this summer. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, Air Care is the local expert offering reliable service all day, every day. Don't wait until something breaks. Call Air Care today to schedule maintenance and ensure your system runs smoothly all season long. 920-356-8860. Air Care, honest and dependable service for 44 years.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
And then somebody comes and brings us two hot dogs. What do? We can't turn the gift away. They spent good money on the hot dog.
So do you not even have to buy anything at concessions?
No, I always buy a hot dog or two before.
So you're eating a hot dog or two before the game.
Yes.
You're eating a pizza.
Yeah.
And then whatever anybody else sends. Yeah. So you're potentially eating at least three hot dogs and a pizza. And you went to McDonald's earlier in the day. Wade!
Okay.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Back with more community comment on 95.3 WBEV. It's brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You can find them under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now for their super spectacular area rug clearance event. More than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. For 166 years, visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now with more community comment, here is Kevin Haugen.
Thank you, Jake, and welcome back into our third segment of Community Comment. Today we are joined with the Watertown Police Department on Community Comment here. It's Chief Dave Brower and Captain Laura Ballman on our program today. Thank you. We want to say thank you to them for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us here and talk about things happening there at the Watertown Police Department. And we've been focusing here in our last couple of segments just some upcoming events and activities for people there in the Watertown community and the surrounding area to take part in. We talked about the bicycle rodeo, the lights and sirens event, the social media and human trafficking training that's happening here on May 15th there at the Watertown Police Department. Before we move on to discuss a different topic here, I want to highlight the Citizens Police Academy. That happens here, I believe, around the fall time is when it kicks off, when kids are back in school. It's kind of when you guys kick off that academy. But what do we want to share with our listeners and viewers today when it comes to the Citizens Police Academy?
Well, this is one of my favorite things, Kevin, is to get people in from the community to see kind of the nuts and bolts, a really close look at how we operate. They spend many hours on Thursday evenings throughout that Thursday through September time from 6 to 9 p.m., getting to know us, getting to see us, see our methods. They become kind of an outreach for us as they go back into the community, interact with their family and friends, and be able to say, hey, here's how it really works. What you're seeing on the 6 o'clock news, but here's really how it really happens,
sure,
sort of stuff. So they can kind of be ambassadors for us. We appreciate them very much.
Awesome.
The Citizens Police Academy also offers a lot of interactive activities where they'll be able to do some fingerprinting, some detective work, lifting footprints, that sort of thing. There's also a Saturday session where they're able to drive the squad cars through an evac course, and they're also able to go out to the range and use some of our firearms. And so there is a lot of interactive activities where we train them how we were trained in the academy.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed, that why police departments love putting on Citizens Academy. It pulls the veil back of what you guys do and why you do the things that you guys do and the ways that you do it and the policies and procedures that is so important to law enforcement, and being able to share that with the community, and then the community can share that with the people that they know. It just allows them to have a better understanding of what you guys do and how you guys do it. So that, is a fun opportunity, but also a very educational one for members of the community. And that, again, kicks off, I believe, September 4th is when the fall session begins. Is there a deadline or a window of time that people need to be aware about? Because obviously, I think we talked about this, we mentioned this off air, is that there's a bit of a waiting list for people to be a part of this. Is there a deadline that people need to know about in order to sign up and join?
I'll just say sign up as soon as you can. You can find an application on our website at watertownwi.gov. Go to the police department side of that and look for the programs, the police programs. So sooner is better. As it's a popular program, lots of people get a lot of good out of it, pass that to their neighbors and their friends. They come and join as well. In fact, it turns into what we have is a Citizen Police Academy alumni group that continues working with us as a nonprofit, continues to interact with us on those levels and many others. In fact, they do a lot of fundraising for us. Most recently, they were instrumental in getting us some new laptops for our squad, so we really appreciate both the CPA and the CPA alumnus.
Fantastic. Now, if somebody does apply and they aren't able to get into the 2025 class, do you guys keep those applications on hand? And then, all right, next year comes along, and all right, this is the top of the pile here, and we'll start from here to look at who can be a part of the Citizens Academy.
Absolutely. There's not enough seats for everybody, but we try to make sure everybody gets a seat at some point.
Kevin. All right. Fantastic. So, again, as the chief mentioned, get those applications in as soon as possible. Those are available at the police department, I believe the chief mentioned there, that people can swing by, pick those up, and drop those off and be a part. Again, it's a tremendous educational course for those who want to learn more about what the police department does and how they do things there in the Watertown community. Want to now pivot and focus on a new ordinance that the Watertown Common Council passed a couple of weeks ago in the middle of April. It's updated essentially a smoking ban for public recreational areas. Just looking at the list here of some of the restricted areas, they include playgrounds, sport fields, courts and complexes, picnic areas, disc golf courses, swimming pools and water features, enclosed open air and temporary structures, piers and kayak launches, community gardens, dog walk areas, heating and air conditioning intakes or vents, stages, performance areas, and both permanent and temporary event seating. So pretty essentially, as the ordinance suggests, any public recreational areas, there's now a smoking ban there. What is the penalties or fines associated if somebody gets busted smoking in these areas?
Sure. A municipal citation is a possible outcome of that.
Mm-hmm.
But understand that this was something that was passed a year ago, and a year went by until it goes into effect, and that just recently went into effect.
Okay.
And our deal, or our primary purpose in this is to educate, especially for the first summer. We'll be having a lot of conversations with people who weren't aware of the smoking ordinance, educate them, help them understand, be a lot of verbal warnings given out, only with somebody who's really pushing it and just refuses to put down that cigarette. And in addition to that, it's not the entire area. It's just 25 feet away.
Yeah.
So it can be something as simple as, can you just take 12 steps that way and you're just fine? Again, educating this is the point of this and as much as we can.
Right? Yeah, and I think that's one thing that, especially when there's a new ordinance in place, that law enforcement likes to take the approach of, we want people to be aware about this. Obviously, you know, we don't want to crack the whip right off the bat and have people you know, not be happy with this. You know, it's about educating, getting the message out and saying, hey, this is something that's now in effect. And you mentioned that it's 25 feet. So a lot of times it will just be, hey, just go to this area. This is where you're okay to do it. And prohibit from smoking in these public recreational areas. And maybe as more of a procedural question here, Chief, when it comes to the Common Council drafting up an ordinance like this that has law enforcement as a part of this, is this something that you worked alongside with them on and talked to, you know, this is, you know, when they were drafting this, was law enforcement a part of these discussions?
That's a great question, Kevin, and it all goes all the way back to the way we're founded as a nation, where the separation of powers is in play here, where it's our elected officials that make these decisions. They might ask law enforcement's opinion, but our job is to be separate from that and to simply enforce what the elected officials give us to enforce.
Yeah.
In this case, yes, we were certainly present and aware of it, but nobody comes to the police chief or any other law enforcement official and says, hey, is this okay if we do this? Instead, they say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is your job, is to enforce the laws and the ordinances that we're creating. And that gives us that separation where it's not the cops out there deciding themselves, you know what I want to focus on today? I want to focus on X, Y, or Z.
Sure. Yeah.
Instead, it's the people elected by the citizens who get to decide what the laws are and what the ordinances are.
And I think it's also important to note, too, when it comes to this ordinance, smoking also, there's many different forms of smoking nowadays. It's not just a cigarette. There's different ways that people can consume smoking, the way they can smoke. And that's true for this. So cigarettes, cigars, pipes, any other lighted smoking equipment, also electric smoking devices like vapes is another one. E-cigarettes, all those are, I believe, is that all covered under this ordinance?
That's correct. All of that is covered, yes. And understand that we're not driving around with nothing to do looking right. for people with cigarettes. Instead, this is kind of a complaint-driven thing where if we've got somebody that's just really being a difficult thing for a bunch of kids at a playground, the parents have asked them to stop, that sort of thing, and they won't. Now there's something codified that we can actually do something about and come have a conversation and say, no, this is correct. You do have to move some distance away from the kiddos or those sorts of things.
And all of ordinances adopted and on the books currently, that you can find those all on the City of Watertown website. You can go there and search these up and read more about it if you're interested in learning about these laws and ordinances on the books that people you can go online and find out more.
Absolutely. Just right there at the City of Watertown website, we got E-Code 360 is the link there. Be able to look at all the ordinances. Easy searches. Search engines, be able to find the thing you're looking for. It's all laid out there.
Fantastic. Again, we're with the Watertown Police Department here on Community Comment with Chief Dave Brower and Captain Laura Ballman on the program. We have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Since 1998, the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon has distributed nearly $3 million to nonprofit organizations serving children in Dodge County and the surrounding areas, and you can help make a difference. Help support the cause by donating an item to our 27-hour on-air live auction, hosting a fundraising event, or making a monetary donation through Venmo. To learn more, visit dailydodge.com/radiothon.
See McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to save. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Discover the floor model clearance sale on Symbol and Simmons Beauty Rest mattress sets at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We have new mattress sets arriving soon and need to clear out the old discontinued models. You can save big. These are not bargain basement qualities, but are the regular top-of-the-line models. These mattress sets are made in Wisconsin. Stop in during the floor model clearance sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Quantities are limited, so hurry in for best selection. We also have adjustable bases, headboards, bed frames, sheets, and mattress protectors. Delivery and disposal of your old mattress is available. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use our parking lot entrance, which is handicap accessible.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And back with the last segment here of Community Comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's Community Comment. With us on the program today is the Watertown Police Department. We have Chief Dave Brower and Captain Laura Ballman on the program here today. And I want to circle back around to a topic that we discussed earlier in the show. I want to make sure we highlight a really cool new change here happening in 2025, and that is with the Midnight Piper program. Laura, what was the one thing that we forgot to mention earlier on in the show that we want to highlight now?
Yeah, we would absolutely love to highlight that it's going to be done by one of our own officers. Second shift officer Nora Achille, who's also one of our field training officers. She started with us at Watertown Police Department as a dispatcher. She has an EMT background before she transitioned to a police officer with us. And she's been part of the Honor Guard, and now she has been training to play the bagpipes, and I'm really looking forward to watching her do that.
Great, fantastic. Now, maybe this is a better question for Nora. Is that something that she has said, I want to take this up and be an interest, or did she always I love to play the bagpipes, I want to do this? Do you know how this got going here?
I'd have to ask her that question specifically. I do know that she's very much interested in the Honor Guard, the formality, the presentation of the colors, the flags, that sort of angle to law enforcement has been something that's inspired her in the past. And so I think this is kind of the same sort of thing, to be able to be part of second shift. You don't always get to interact with people as much as you want to, perhaps. And if you're a community-oriented officer, here's a way for her to do that, interact with. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to learn how to play the bagpipes.
Not an easy instrument to play. I've never tried it, but just seeing people play it, it's not an easy thing to pick up. And when it comes to this Midnight Piper program, you mentioned that normally they would send this program sends people out to these communities that want to take part in this. And obviously now in Watertown, they have somebody who's going to do this. Now, do you know if this note, she has her own bagpipe, or is this something that we need, that you guys are bringing one in and she'll be playing?
Yeah, no, she has her own, and she's now part of that Greater Milwaukee Fire and Police Pipes and Drums contingent, so that she can do this sort of thing.
Fantastic. All right. Again, that is happening May 13th at 11:55 p.m. at the Municipal Building and Police Department. The Midnight Piper, again, May 13th, that is taking place. So with us here on Community Comment today is the Watertown Police Department. Want to highlight a scholarship opportunity here that those who are interested in pursuing a career in law enforcement have the opportunity to apply for.
Absolutely. So this is the Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association's scholarship program. And they have two scholarships this year, one for $4,000 and one for $1,000. This is for an individual pursuing a degree in criminal justice or a related field at an accredited university or technical college. And people interested can sign up at the Dodge County Sheriff's Department website. Click on the Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association link on the left. Scroll down to the scholarship opportunity, and the deadline to apply is May 30th of 2025. Had some great sponsors that helped out the association there with the scholarship, so we'd like to get that into the hands of a person who's interested in being in law enforcement someday soon.
Yeah, so again, the deadline is May 30th for that grant opportunity, and it really does cover a lot of different fields in law enforcement, not just the deputy or police officer, communications, correctional officers you mentioned. So there anyone interested in that career, the all-encompassing career that's law enforcement and the different opportunities within that, a great opportunity to get those application materials and apply for that grant. That again, the deadline is May 30th for that Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association scholarship. So $4,000 and $1,000 opportunities there. Want to also here spend a few minutes on today's program looking back at 2024 here. The notes that you guys have provided here, brought in, I mentioned that you have responded to nearly over 17,000 calls in 2024. Historically, how does that rack up to a normal year for you guys?
That's a very normal number. It kind of surprises people, sure, that in a town of 24,000 people.
It seems like a lot. I thought that would have been an excessive number compared to recent years.
Yep. No, that 17,000 is pretty normal. But that involves everything. That involves the very minor things that only take a few minutes to handle, all the way up to an incident that might take days or weeks or months, depending on how involved the investigation is. So yep, we're very busy. If you want to work for Watertown, you're going to come here and have a lot of fun, because there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of good stuff you can get your fingers dug into and become a good all-around, work with a lot of different situations sort of police officer.
Right, yeah. And if there are opportunities, obviously you mentioned you have four people working their way through the Cadet Academy and graduating and joining the force. How do people find out about openings or job availabilities within the Watertown Police Department? Is visiting the city website? I know there's also a site, I believe it's called Wiley.net, that people can visit to. What's the best way that people can go and search out jobs?
Yeah, you look for us on the city website under the employment opportunities. We're constantly posting there as soon as we have an availability. That would be for dispatcher, any of our support positions, police officer, of course, any of those things. And like you said, WileyNet is the kind of the go-to method for the state of Wisconsin to be able to look for law enforcement jobs, so we do advertise there. Anybody attending an academy or going through a criminal justice program would be very much aware of that, that effort.
Fantastic. Now, I want to ask both of you just what would you say to somebody who is potentially, you know, I'm looking at a career in law enforcement, I don't know if it's for me. What would you tell to somebody on the fence? And Laura, we'll start with you. If you're talking with somebody, again, who's not sure and you just want to give them your own experience and expertise, obviously not trying to sway one way or another, but what would you tell somebody who is potentially looking at a career in law enforcement?
I think it's a really rewarding job. I've gotten to do a ton of different things over my career. I got to be a drug task force investigator. I was a detective. I was a school resource officer, a field training officer. And so I've gotten to see a lot of different components to the police department, and I've gotten to meet a lot of people in our community and made those connections, and it's just been great. I still have kids that come to me from when I was a school resource officer that just come in and check in, and those are the things that make me proud of building those connections and having those people come to me when they need something.
Right. Chief, I feel like maybe this time Laura took the words out of your mouth, but is there anything else you can add or note that if you were talking with somebody who's interested in a career in law enforcement?
Encourage them that now is the time. This is the perfect opportunity. When I started in Watertown, this is now back in the year 2001, same year Laura started, there were 300 applicants for two positions. And we're fortunate if we get 10 right now. So you used to have to roll the dice at interview panels and go through these processes multiple times before being hired. And now that's just not the case. There's a really good chance anybody who is invested in being in law enforcement, willing to do the hard work, the difficult work of that, you're going to make a good officer, a good agency is going to snap you up pretty quick. We really like to hire life experience. We really like people coming to us, not just fresh out of the academy or just fresh out of college, although we like those too. But probably half of the people we've been hiring recently come to us with life experience. They already have a family. They have some kids. They've been working for 10, 15 years, and they say, you know, I want to try something new. And now is the time. I'd encourage them to just jump in, see what you can do. Do some ride-alongs with law enforcement agencies in your area. Join a citizen police academy. All of these avenues to say, is this really what I want to do? Don't hold back. There's a good opportunity right now to go do the good work of law enforcement.
Fantastic. We just have a couple of more minutes left here on Community Comment with the folks from the Watertown Police Department. Also want to put in a plug for, obviously, the school year is coming to a close here, but still it's never a bad time to start promoting and asking people to join up for a crossing guard.
Absolutely. We're usually hiring. Right now we've got a need for several crossing guards. So if you're retired or if you just got some extra time available, I mean, maybe you work third shift or second shift, able to come in, all we're looking for is 1 hour in the mornings, 1 hour in the afternoon to go out, make sure that the youngest, most vulnerable people in our society are protected as they cross streets in Watertown. It seems like a simple thing, but it's a great way to reach out, spend a little bit of time, and you get paid a little bit of money. You can get some lunch that day on us sort of thing. And it's not a lot of money. It's not a lot of time, but it's an extremely important opportunity for folks to reach out and make a difference for their community.
Now, is it when somebody is interested in becoming a crossing guard, is there a schooling that they have to go through, a sort of an educational program to learn how to, when to put up the sign or when to let traffic through? Is there some sort of training that they need to take in order to be able to be a crossing guard?
Nothing official, nothing that's very egregious, difficult. We'll train you on how to be a good crossing guard.
Fantastic. And how do people, is it calling the police department, driving down to the station, stopping in and say, hey, I'm interested in becoming a crossing guard, and then just kicking that process off from there? What's the right steps to go?
That would work fine, but they're also available as an application on the same website where you'd apply at the City of Watertown to be a police officer, any of the other positions.
All right, fantastic. So, yeah, again, you can head to the City of Watertown's website there, get all that great information. The shifts, I believe, here, if you mentioned, I apologize for hitting it again. It's 1 hour morning shift and then 1 hour afternoon shift, essentially when kids are coming into school and when school is getting let out.
Exactly, just like you'd expect for the school buses and such. Yep.
Fantastic. And again, we are just about out of time here on Community Comment today. Want to, again, thank our guests for taking the time to join us on the program today. Again, we are joined with Chief Dave Brower and Captain Laura Ballman of the Watertown Police Department. Thank you both so much for coming on Community Comment today.
Kevin, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for letting us speak to the community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And that will do it for today's Community Comment.